Okay, we're up to Daf Yud-Beis Amud Aleph. We're asking a question here. When a person puts a piece of meat next to another piece of meat that is, noiser, is he talking about the carbon itself? So they're trying to compare his piece of meat to the animal originally when it was an ordinary animal and you turned it into holy, so the same thing with this piece of meat. Or do you say, hey, look at the current state. And what's the current state? It's after the spraying of the blood, it's mutter. You didn't mean noiser directly, because noiser is something which is usan. You cannot transfer the iser from that to a piece of meat. So that's the question. So we said from our mission there's no raya whatsoever, because you're talking about noiser of oila. And the idea of noiser of oila is that it was forbidden to eat before you spray the blood. It's forbidden to eat after you spray the blood. Makes no difference. So therefore, over there, whether you look at ik or look at now, makes no difference. It says you want to make the last another question. It says, Eizehu Iser ha'amr b'teide. What's an example of an Iser that is written in the Teide? It says we make a neder, you should make a neder of Iser. Amar hareini, I take upon myself, shalai oichel basar, I will not eat meat. U shalai eshte yayin, I will not drink wine. Now you have to compare it to something which is Aser, otherwise it's a shavur, it's a neder. Like the day of the yard site. This person, some people have a minig when the day of the yard site of their father or their mother, they fast. Right now the Gemara thinks that he fasted one Sunday, beginning of Nisan, he fasted on the day of the yard site. Many years later, he stands up and he says that today, that this Sunday here should be like Sunday. He didn't express it. Now, which Sunday are you talking about? You're talking about the Sunday that you once had a Nisan, you didn't fast, you fasted? Or you're talking about all the other Sundays that you eat? Or you say, Kiyoim Shemez by Rabbi, or like a day that his Rebbe passed away, but also people take it upon themselves as a fasting. Or the Kiyoim Shenerek by Gedalia ben Achikim, like a day that Gedalia ben Achikim died, and Alochayda, it's already a fast day. So the Ran already explains that since it's only a fast mid Rabbanim, and a Shavua, or a Neder, does fall on top of an Isad de Rabbanim. In fact, we mentioned a few days ago that even on Isad de Reis, if it's not clearly written in the Teda, you can make a Shavua on top of that. Like Chatzishir, you can make a shvu on top of that. Well, like learning Torah, for of Chesamarov, learning Torah every second is not written clearly in the Torah. It's only because we're Shinan from Levanecha. You need to know everything, therefore, we know you have to learn every second. So it's not clear in the Torah, you can make an edit. How else are you going to know everything? It says it has to. How else are you going to know everything? The only way you can gain knowledge is by learning.
Well, if a person doesn't have children.
No, but it means the Ran says we learn from Shinan from Levanecha, others say from La Yomish. But the Ran says from Lashanan from Levanecha, you learn that you have to mitzvah to know Lashanicha. You have to be clear in your tongue. You have to know the whole Teda. And the only way you know the whole Teda is constantly learning. Okay, so if you say this day should be like Yisrael Gedaliah, Kiyoyim Shari Yisi Yisraelim B'chabana, the day when I came and I saw Yisraelim desolate and I fasted. So right now we think that most days you don't fast. One Sunday you fasted for your Rebbe, but one year you fasted for your father. One year you Gedalia. When does this neder take place? If you're making this neder on a Sunday, the beginning of Nisan. Now, 10 years at the beginning of Nisan, you didn't fast. One year at the beginning of Nisan, you fasted, and you're on a Sunday beginning of Nisan, and you say it should be like a Sunday. So the question then is: are we going for the Iker, which is when the time you fasted, or are we going like all the other Sundays, which you haven't fasted? And yet it says, what? That you have to fast. Isn't that an ayah that we go after the Iker? Hey, chidomi, love, he's going to chad b'shabi, he's standing in on Sunday, the mizbe avur, the same Sunday that his father passed away. To the chad b'shabi, the tale of that many Sundays that have gone by since, that you don't fast, the tale, uktoni asr, and see, it says asr, shmami no, be Iker of the matfis. Isn't that an ayah that whenever you go back to the source? So you go back to the first Sunday over here also by the animal, even though right now it's after spraying the blood, you go back to the source. What was it? It was an animal that you is a dovrat nadr, and therefore the meat becomes asr. Says Igmar no raya. He wanted the Shmuel hachid, but this is what Shmuel meant. Amar Shmuel, v'hu shenadu ruvama oisa yoyim ve'elech, pung faket. Shmuel is saying, you know when it works? If every year, Sunday, the Shchedesh Nisan, or the first Sunday in Nisan, you fasted for your father. So every year you fasted. And now it's a regular Sunday. You say, oh, it should be like the Sundays in the past. That's why it's a Dover HaNodur, and it transfers the Isser. Nothing to do with the Ikara Kotofis or Bahashta Kotofis. Because every year on this yard site, you fast. And the Chiddush is that when you want to make a Neder, you have to compare it to something else which technically was permitted, and you impose an Isser on it then, so you transfer that capacity to create an Isser, and you moved it here. Toshma kumen hev kechalas arn. If you say that this bread here should be like the challah that I have to give to Aaron, or ukutrumasai. Now they're called mutter. They're called a davar ha'aser. They're called a davar ha'aser. In other words, something which, let's say, chazer. Chazer that I didn't impose. They said Abishu did. So I can't transfer that isa to something else. Now, why in the world would Truma be considered Dover Asa? Isn't Truma something that you decide to separate? Why is it Dover Asa? So interesting. Taisus and the Rosh. Oh, Taisus and the Rosh answer. It was never Mutter before, exactly. Why was Tevel? You can't eat it. So therefore, it's not a Dover Hanod, it was always Asa. The Ram doesn't say that.
Tevel is also to everybody, isn't it?
Sorry?
Tevel is also even to the Koyans.
Yeah, everybody, yeah. Yeah.
But then after Tevel, you took the Truma. Now the Truma is for sure Asa.
The Ran says a different virtual together. That's what the Taish and the Rosh say and the Ritva and others. But the Ran says an interesting thing. The Ran says, he mentioned it before, but this idea as well. When you make a ned, it has to be also either to everybody. Because in the state of Truma right now, it's only also to a Yisrael. But to a Kohen, it's Mutter. Or a Kohen Tomei, it's also. But a Kohen Tori, it's Mutter. It can no longer be a ned. That's Dinim. But that's Dinim already. Remember you said before yesterday? Anything that we are detailed, some are, means it's no longer the Neder. That's when the Shemaim. Neder is everybody. It's allgemein. So therefore, because Truma is Mutter to Kohen, so you know the Russian tells you to say, because look at the past. So the Russian and the Ran says, no, look at, give you the current. The fact that I gave it to this Kohen is not a Dover another, because the Kohen can eat it, everybody else can. It wasn't me who made it, who created this thing of Truma. Okay, back to the Gemara. Anyway. If I say this should be like the challah of Aaron, or like what do you mean, or like Truma Mutter? Baha, what happens? It seems like, what do you mean? You specify challah of Aaron like Truma's mashma, haka Truma's lachmi teida. Together with Karmen teida, they brought 40 challahs. They brought 40 serenim. Every isar, they made 10 challahs out of. 10 of them were chametz, and the 3 others were matzahs, and each one was a different kind of matzah. Shallow fried, deep fried. Oil coated on top. So it's 3 different kinds of matzahs. If you say that this should be like a truma of lach mitoida, that's considered a dover hanodur, and this bread that you have sitting in front of you becomes us. Now,
lach mitoida is also to a normal yid anyway, only to a kohen in the
front. But chayda, again, we got another point. Lach mitoida is the animal after you spray the blood.
You can eat. I was thinking of the.
And yet, now, if you look at the animal itself, the animal now, it's a toide. The animal now itself becomes mutter. And yet we say that it's osir. Is that I? We look at b'ikare kamatas. That's what I bring. Trum is lach metoide, is lach lachas, because dummy, when does it become effective? Only after you spray the blood. And yet it says here that that the bread is osir. So why is the bread osir? Obviously, why is the bread osir? Now it's the animal's mutter. If you look at the current state, the animal is mutter. Why is it osir? Because you look at the original state, ikare kamatas. Doesn't that resolve the question we had in the beginning? And for the Gemara, Ema say, don't be medayik, Trumas lachme toida, the bread is asa. Say, Trumas halishcha asa. But if you say it should be like the money that people set aside and they give to the Beis HaMikdash to use to buy kabanas, then the bread becomes asa because you can't use it for any other purpose other than that. But what are you trying to say? So you want to argue that we don't look at the ikur, we look at now, and if you said trumas lach mitayda, it should be mutter, because look at the animal now that animal mutter. If so, listen lach mitayda, let the braise say big chiddush. Then if you said this bread should be like lechem tayda, and it's mutter, because we look at the right now, v'choshkin trumas, surely the case of trum, which is over us, surely is mutter. No. There's a chiddush by truma, why we specify truma, even though lach mitayda might not be any different. Hakam mashlo, I want to teach you, that trumas lach mitayda trumasihi. He's telling you that the word truma includes lach mitayda.
Truma means donation, not...
Yeah, exactly, set aside, harama. So, exactly, a truma lach mitayda is also called truma, in the same thing. And therefore, that's what we're trying to tell you. It's a generic term. Ibai's another answer is, you decided that lach mitayda can only take place after you spray the blood. Who told you? I can tell you that trum is lach mitayda name koidim zrikas damu. That lach mitayda can also be before you spray the blood. When the animal, even now, it's asr. And therefore, you're right, the dig is right. The lach mitayda taka, the bread becomes asr. But you assume the lach mitayda is only done after you spray the blood on the mizbeach, so the animal raised mutter. No, you set aside the lach mitayda before you did animal. How's that possible? How you set it aside when you were still needing it, before you actually baked it. You don't bake it till after you pray the blood, but you took the dough and you set aside the pot before. It's about four lines below with the upper Gemara. Bedinu the lishna lei, it makes sense to learn it. Afreshinu leachar afiyosan, that you set it aside after the bay kaidim zikas damim, before you spray the blood. Shadi afiyosan hoyse kaidemes afil shchitin hazevach, because it could be you can bake it before you even shecht an animal damim menaches shim nishchit hazevach. It says in Gemara Menachah, if you shechted the carbon teida kaidim sheyiknu pnei kulon, if you shechted it before it became brown, the bread, like kiddush, the bread doesn't become holy. Elakimun the ma'aser raya. The Rav Tuvi the matzil hafish kaidim zika. We're trying to bring a raya that it's possible to set aside before you spray it. Rav Tuvi mighty, but afishinu b'lishaya, and he's talking about a case where you set it aside when it's still in the state of dough. Not gonna hachav afishinu b'lishaya. The Ran says the Gemara could give a very simple answer. That you baked it before you sprayed the blood. The Gemara Menachot has a problem if you baked it before you shechted the animal. And even then, it's only a problem if it became brown before crusty.
But if you put it in the oven and it didn't bake yet, that's fine.
Exactly. So therefore, the Gemara could just answer that. Who said the animal now became mutter? The animal's still us because he hadn't sprayed the blood. But he says that because the Gemara is going to bring it out for Tuvi, and Tuvi is Dafka talking about a case where you set it aside in while it's in a state of dough, so we're talking about what's the case? What's Tuvi saying? Back to the Gemara. The din is you have four Yisraelim. Each Yisraelim should be broken down into 10. You didn't. You made one long chal of each one. You made the matzah one, you made one long one. The three different kind of matzahs and the chal made one long one. You're still yaitzah. So you want to ask the question, how can you be yaitzah? The haksi. Doesn't it say, don't you need 40? Ask him about the mitzvah. You need 40 chalas, how can it be yaitzah before? So we answer that's ideal. But it doesn't mean it's not kosher if he didn't. But you got to take one out of every 10 and give it to the kohen. If each 10 is really one, how are you going to give one out of each one to the kohen? You tell me the shakul chadarif dal kula. You'll take one loaf and you'll have in mind the other three. But now we learned echad mekol carbon. We learned that echad you have to take for one of each separate challah. It says you got to give to the koyin from each one. You can't take from one challah and have in mind to be made to all the other one. Got to give each one. So what's the problem? Why don't you break off a piece from each one? Let's say you made one big challah out of the kikin and one big challah out of whatever the challah is. What's a big deal? You take a piece. V'hatanan, we learned echad. Why does the pasuk say v'hikil menu echad shalayitl prusa? You got to give a whole one, not pieces. So how can you make a whole challah of the kikin and so on? What are you giving to the coin? Must be that v'shinu belisha. Must be that you set aside the dough before you put it in the oven to bake, a little piece from each one. The shakel chadim mechametz, you took one piece from the chametz one, v'chadim mechala, one from the chala, v'chadim and the kiki, one from the chiti, v'chadim in the bucha. So what do we see from Tuvi? That you could set aside while it's a state of dough, which is way before you spray the blood. So why can it be that this Brais is talking about that you said that this bread should be like lach mitoida of a carbon that was baked before you sprayed the blood? So the carbon, even right now, is asav. Dan. You think it's nicer?
Such a far
flange. It's like, no, that, yeah, true. But here, it's like a chasen challah.
It's also like a, whatever, a piece of treifus,
No, the machleik of the shayinim, if that actually has to be the case right now, like this is mamish the case, this particular flesh you have is from a teider, right? When we said this flesh should be like this teider right here, right? Are we talking about that this teider taket, that's what happened? Or because some taters could be that this way, some can't. We're always machmed by Nadorim, and therefore, which is the Ran. The Ran Shit is some can't, we're always machmed. Other Rishayim say no, that this is attacking the situation right now, in this particular animal you're talking about. Ran. Arba chalas, arba min chalfot, different kinds of chalas, but see, arba yim, do have arba yim min, and chomets chalas, kikil, because there are four different min, each one ten. But now we can go karmi, let me call min, and min. Every min, you have to give one to the karmi, but yeah, finish the shop at the echad, me esse kama, but have the arba yim 40. The shakul chadim in chamed she also esek chal v'kamin. Make 10 chal each one, but acha she he frishon echem v'kamin lush. You after you already set it aside, then what you did was you kneaded it together, made one big one. So kamin v'asek chal acha v'kol teisha v'teisha. Talking about Vaitir. Okay, let's. That's right. No, so you know. So the piece he said is for the coin, you'll make a challah for the coin. But the other nine, that the other big piece of dough that you can make nine challahs out of, you put it, you kneaded it together again, you made one giant chasen challah. Says the Gemara, okay, let's go back to the original question, whether it be ikar or not. Let us say that this is actually machlekes tanoim. What's the story? If a guy says, Hare alai kibchay. If a guy says that this animal should be to me like a b'chayr. Now, Rabbi Yaakov says, well, oyser, it's a good neder, it's oser. And Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no neder here, matil, l'cheder, what's going on here? Why is there machlekes if you're comparing your animal to a b'chayr? What happens? You didn't spray the blood. So the b'chayr right now is forbidden. So my time with the man, why does a guy say, if I say my animal should be like a b'chayr, it's mutter, b'chayr, right now is oser, so the meat should be like b'chayr. Right now, the Gemara is assuming that a b'chayr is a dover hanodur. I take the animal and I donate it to the Beis Hamikdash. It's like a dover hanodur.
But you have to have a brain.
We'll soon see. So right now, the Gemara thinks it's a dover hanodur. So you're taking your animal and comparing it to the b'chayr. So what's the b'chaykes? If it's before Zrikas Damim, then it's the b'chayr is also. So why should it transfer it to my animal? Navaz. V'ilacha Zrikas Damim. Currently, the b'chayr is mutti because after spraying the blood, then my time is the manda also. Why would somebody say it's also with the animal? Right, even I'm comparing it to b'chayr. Right now, the state of the b'chayr is in is mutter. Must be the arguing. Do we look at the state it's now? We look at the state in the beginning. Exactly what your question was. Rambam's question. El alav, the machis basa b'chayr, the machis basa the heich. He put one next to each other, regular meat and b'chayr, kabe next to each other. But Amar, he says zeh kozeh, v'tanoi, and that's the machlek. It's tanoim. L'chayr, that's it's pashut. Says Gemara, lo no. The coolie Alma, I can answer everyone. Hoes lifnei zikas dami before you spray the blood. No, before you spray the blood, it's also a hakam. There should be a pain in the mutter. Because they're arguing this very point: is a b'chayr a dover another or dover aser? Well, my time. The Gemara wanted to say we go if right now it's aser mutter, but we go b'aser ikur, then it was aser. Look at now. I say no. Right now, let's say it's also as well, before Zika. So what's the machlekes and why is it a pain says the mutter? Machlekes b'chal, what a b'chayr is. This is how it works. My time with the man, the shari, l'chayr, a b'chayr, before you spray the blood is also. So why, if you say this meat should be like that? Is my meat mutter, l'chayr, should be also? Because on makro, it says in posse, ki yidoy neder. It says in the posse, if a person makes a neder, ad she yodr, b'dover hanodr. The only time if you're comparing to something else, that thing has to be dover hanodah, something that you had the option not to make it also, and you made it also, so you take that koyach, you transfer it to here. La fuke b'choyr. The dover asher, as soon as it's born, it's cousin Betan Nimoy. There's nothing you could do about it. You have no choice. As soon as it's born, it's already a b'choyr. So therefore, it's a dover asher. That's why he says mut. Nu, good question. So how come the other one says it's a good neder? Uman the asher, b'choyr is an exception. I agree with you in principle. It has to be a dover another. B'chayr is an exception. You know why B'chayr is an exception? Because on my cross, in the pasuk, ish ki yidr neder la Hashem. What do you have to add the word la Hashem for? To tell you that certain things which belong to the Eibishter, that if you use that as your example for your neder, it transfers. The rabbi is dover aser. The marbe a dover aser, which is like a b'chayr, which is to the Eibishter. Uman the shari, the one who said that it's muti, which means it's a dover another, not dover also and dibchayr, does not become us. What does he do? The word Hashem, Hashem I overlay. He uses it from. There's another exception. Lematfid bechatzav Hashem. If you say this meat should be like chatzav and Hashem, even though chatzav Hashem, you sinned, so you have to bring it. It's not really a dover hanodur. That's because Hashem tells you that chatas and Hashem is a dover hanodur in that sense that you can transfer the yisin. Umar Rayis, why did you decide to include chatas and Hashem and exclude chayil? Both, it just says Hashem. How do you know which carbon to say this is an exception that we will say you can transfer that kayach and which ones you can exclude? Maris, the rabbis chatas and Hashem, Allah, I'll tell you why. Mar bani chatas and Hashem, you know why mar bani chatas and Hashem, shehu matviz beneder. Because by chatas v'asham, he has to choose the animal. I have some choice here. Let's say I didn't have to bring a chatas, but which animal should I bring? I decided that this animal should be the chatas. I decided this animal should be the asham. So maybe a chatas and asham resemble to a certain extent a neder. Even though I had no breda, I didn't have breda, I got to bring a chatas, but I chose the animal. B'chayr, I have no breda. The firstborn is a b'chayr, whether I like it or not. So therefore, I have no breda. So therefore, b'chayr is a dover asher. Okay, so it makes sense why we're mar bechatas v'ashem that it's like a dover another, and why we exclude the b'chayr. Oh, but man the aser, the one who says fakert, the b'chayr is a dover another, and chatas v'ashem isn't. What's the swara? B'chayr nami matfise ben nederhu. He said the b'chayr also is a neder. What means a neder? Hakim Chayim being neder, it's automatic. It's not automatic. Because the din is you have to give it to the Kohen. You have to make it a B'chayim. Even though it's automatic, you still have to go and do something. Because you have to do something, it's called a neder. The Tan Yulim Shere Rabbi Amru, Minayin L'Noy L'B'chayim L'Beis Ahari, you know that if a Chayim is born in your house. Shem Mitzvah L'Agdisha, you still have to have input. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, HaZochar Tagdish. It says Tagdish, you should make it holy. You should make it holy. Nu Amanda Shari, the other one who says that it's mutter, he said because it's a davar also. Doesn't the pasuk say taktish? It's a chera davar nodder. Nay, it's only like a ritual. It's a spiritual thing because ki lo magdish le mi lo migdish. It's holy anyway. It's only you want to go through the motions. Okay, Ran the previous page.
So what's the purpose then?
So we have no answer to the question whether it'll be karikum matfis or nothing about it. So what's that? Everyone holds a chatz of osham, you can make it a double hanadu. The question is whether b'choy is a double hanadu or not. On one hand, b'choy is not a double hanadu because it's naturally born. Other one is because you have to go and do a pula. We'll call that a double hanadu. Even though your pula is...
But if it's kodesh mibetan anime anyway, so
but why is the
what do you moisten with your pula?
The Tata wants that, right? So whatever, it's
not. Tata's a positive
stand. We'll see, maybe that adds something. Maybe that adds something. It's full kodesh.
It's kodesh mibetan anime. It's by birth. It's
but the fact that you have to go through the motions means you're doing something. Let's see. Ran. Lema ketanoi, about five lines in the wide lines. Lema ketanoi, iluf nezik adamim, the b'choy, klemet. Sha'amak came befeidish. He said befeidish. No, what do you mean? The nezik adamim. That means ilchayi shlatz b'choy by him in his house. He didn't give it to the kohen yet. Nezik adamim. He said, I wanted to be like a b'choy before nezik adamim. Let's skip this one. Let's go to the next one. Loi de kuli amlu. He goes to purple. Loi de kuli amlu nezik adamim. Five lines to the bottom. It's all the same din. I feel hachir Rabbi Yosi mat is mat. Why? Minuchsiv ki yidoy neder b'choy davar asa b'choy davar asa kivin the bal korchi cholish olav. You have no breda. It's automatically. La Hashem le rabbis davar asa. Come tell you that something which is sort of is in between a davar asa davar not is also included. Claim kivin the mitzvah lahagdisha ikidavar b'shada kamon. The other one says no. Only for matvus chatzav asham. The afagav the chayva olav. True. On the one hand, you have no bread. You have to bring a chatzav lavian. Mikra dover hanader. It's called a dover hanader tvei more than a b'chay. You know why? The b'shemachle nidrei who baited behemazu shu. Maybe it's up to you which animal you're going to donate as a chatzav. Mashenkin b'chay shu kadosh meimai. Then yochalachli for b'chay. He can't change anything else. Behind the conversation, b'chay who matvus and b'neder claim is a tzarich matvus. You have to be matvus. Again, we have so many gemaras here with questions and no answers. Says the Ran, bottom line, in halacha, kosev Ramban zal bihil chaysef. He concludes, the nehi de boin hachalo yivshataka. We haven't resolved it. Ibi ikra kemeta mitvus ibehetera kemitvus. Do we go after the origin and look at the current state? Naktinan. Do we rule the behetera kematvus? We'll take the easy way out. Why? L'cheder, before we said, we're always machmer. Here we'll go the easy way out. We'll look at the current state, which now is mutter. B'demaskin and b'peidig misha amar. We'll learn later on, hareini nozer. Let's say you said, I'll be a nozer. V'shama chaveda, and your friend heard. V'amri said, v'ani, and I. And we learn over there, d'besei for matris. We learn over there, v'loi b'kama bein l'kula bein l'chumra. The guy says, I'm a nozer if that person is a nozer. And he didn't hear actually the whole thing. He just heard if that person is a nozer. And he says, and I. So the question is, the ikizach is the first part, I'm a nozer, or the second part, which is only if that guy walking by is a nozer or not. So the second person says, and I, what is he talking about? Is he talking about the last part of the sentence or the first part of the sentence?
You've got somebody walking through is a nozer. Yep. You've got a guy opening his mouth and saying something, and the third guy is not sure exactly what he
just said, v'ani, and I. Which part is it on? And we conclude over there. So the question is the ikorei when he started, the ikor when he started off saying I'm a nozer, or the seif when he says if he's another, trying to be the guy who wasn't a nozer. So we pass over there. We say the beseif for matvis. We say always the last part v'loy bekama, not the first part of the sentence. Bein lekula bein lechumra. So what do we see from here? That the same shot over here. If you go, if you question, you look at the origin, look at the current state. You always look at the current state, whether it's a kula, whether it's a chumra. Okay, we'll skip the rest of the thing here. So that's the bottom line, and Michael, yeah. Well, you wonder what he adds, what the idea.
Once you've done the pool, it's recognizable that this is kodesh.
It's sort of a bit like the bikulim. As soon as you see a fruit bunny, you have to make a simon. This is the bikulim.
Cases in Rosh say a little different. The Ran says by a chatz and Rosh, I can choose the animal. That's why it's a davar nodar. Taisis in the Rosh, that's not the word. The word is, I have to make the animal holy. If you follow Taisis in the Rosh's word, then Pechayit is not so far away. I have to go through the motions of making the animal holy. Because Taisis is taktish. It's closer. What are you doing, basically?
The thing is, with the chatos, the name is the one until you say